It's Monday, July 31st, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Google Cloud turns profitable amid a resilient American economy, and from ransomware to cryptojacking, the changing cyber threat landscape in 2023. This is the Business of Tech. The American economy is showing resilience, with GDP increasing at a 2.4% annualized rate in Q2, consumer spending slowing from Q1, and a business investment boom underway. The Federal Reserve's personal consumption expenditures index inflation rate is still high, but it's slowed down. The economy is currently strong and moderating, raising hopes that a potential recession remains far from reality. And with this recent positive economic data, businesses are not acting as if a recession is coming this year. However, a survey of business owners from Nationwide found that 2/3 of owners are expecting a recession in the next 6 months, and the latest report from NFIB's Small Business Optimism Index found that businesses were anticipating a slowdown in consumer spending. So the way they act and the way they think aren't the same. On the tech earnings side, two bits of interest. Google Cloud has entered its era of profitability, generating a record operating income of $395 million during Q2 2023, compared to an operating loss of $590 million during the same quarter 1 year ago. This was achieved through strong sales growth, reducing the pace of hiring new employees, and momentum in artificial intelligence. Google Cloud's Q2 2023 revenue of $8 billion was up 28% year-on-year, approximately four times faster than parent company Alphabet's sales increase. Microsoft's Q4 2023 financial results show an 8% increase in revenue and a 20% increase in net income. Microsoft's cloud, office, and server businesses continue to make up for a weaker PC market. Microsoft's entire fiscal 2023 hasn't been great for its Windows and devices revenue compared to fiscal 2022, with Windows OEM revenue dropping significantly for four quarters in a row. Why do we care? I went back to my 2023 predictions, and while I was more pessimistic than reality is proving, it does appear we'll miss the recession. We may actually land the plane. Now, I'm a planner, so it's wise to anticipate both down and up conditions. Just note, there are a lot of up scenarios looking good here. Because, note, Google Cloud is making money now. They're making money. This is a big deal. And a driver is AI. Microsoft, too, seeing money on their AI and cloud initiatives. It's a great indicator of the market potential. You wonder why I'm focused here? The money. Ransomware attacks have decreased by 41% in the first half of 2023, according to SonicWall data, but other types of threats such as extortion and cryptojacking are on the rise. The report suggests that attackers are pivoting their tactics and diversifying the type of attacks they use. Cryptojacking attacks nearly tripled during the first half of the year, and IoT malware climbed 37%. Additionally, some threat actors have shifted from traditional ransomware to pure extortion attacks. Google's Threat Analysis Group reported that in 2022, more than 40% of zero-day vulnerabilities were variants of previously reported vulnerabilities, and patches for Android vulnerabilities were not available for lengthy periods of time. Hackers have also increasingly used zero-click exploits, and there was a 42% dip in 0 days affecting browsers in 2022. The Financial Times is highlighting the increasing role of lawyers in a frontline role in responding to cyber threats. General counsels are particularly concerned about cybersecurity risk, which can result in liability, adverse PR, regulatory scrutiny, and falling share prices. Cybersecurity work is akin to crisis management, with in-house lawyers coordinating forensic investigators, PR professionals, and external lawyers to tackle a hack. The advent of GDPR legislation in Europe has led to far greater exposure of cyber incidents, and companies may soon be forced to make even more detailed disclosures. Mutare's 2023 Voice Network Threat Survey found that 24% of respondents no longer answer their business phones due to the increase in unwanted calls, a 100% reported negative effects from voice threats such as robocalls and phishing. The report also highlighted the need for businesses to take steps to safeguard themselves against outside threats and measure the percentage of unwanted voice traffic they receive. Why do we care? First, buried in the security data is a key sales metric. 1 in 4 don't answer the phone. I spoke with a sales professional last week bemoaning this fact, and who is working at an IT company where a customer couldn't book a meeting on their website, the dreaded contact us form instead. If you're leaning on the phone, you're at risk of being a relic. Also of note, one of the potential sales targets to consider now is the general counsel. Consider their importance in the process, particularly with last week's SEC ruling. Selling to the general counsel is a very viable option and far more linked to business outcomes than selling to IT. Are you and your clients tired of the time-consuming ticket tennis of coordinating meetings and help desk calls? Wouldn't it be better to automate this process with a tool that connects directly to ConnectWise Manage or Autotask? TimeZest offers scheduling automation that gives you complete control of your schedule and eliminates the hassle of calendar ping pong. As the only service designed specifically for MSPs, it integrates into your workflow and makes scheduling appointments easy on you and your clients. Plus, you can try TimeZest for free. Visit timezest.com/MSPradio and use the code MSPradio to get 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. Today, National Avocado Day. Get out that toast, people. I'll take some guacamole. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit msparadio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.